I guess you'll remember me like this. So defensive and fractious. It's not what I want me to be, and it's not what I want you to see. But I'll sing you a song if you want me to. Write you a hymn if you'd like that. I just want this moment to last, cause I've been living in a part of the past.
Hello and welcome to The Faulty Cast, the most dysfunctional podcast on the internet. My name is Keegan Default, A.K.A. Goodhart Pink. Today I'm joined by...
Well, Patio, A.K.A. Lord of the Bassoon.
Oh, man. Have you ever played a bassoon before?
Yeah, man. Of course.
Did you play it in the high school band?
I got a bassoon. Yep.
Really? I was in middle school band, but I never really liked it that much. So I ended up not doing it once I got to high school.
What'd you play?
I played percussion. But the weird thing about it is, so yeah. Like, I went through all of middle school. And I also did it in elementary school. I played the drums, too. And I was like, oh, the drums are cool and stuff, like, whatever. But then they're like, okay, if you're doing percussion, though, you got to do, like, the chimes and you got to do the symphony drums and, like, all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
So at that point, you have to, like, learn how to read music further than just, like just knowing the, like doing the hits. So I was like... I don't know, like, nobody ever taught me how to read music, and they're like, well, just do it. Like, they just never taught me how to read it, so the teacher would just have to, like, show me what hits I was doing, and then I just have to, like, memorize which ones. Like, I would just have to memorize the whole thing, like, not looking at the music. So I would be playing, like, an entire song, like, just from, like, the memory of it, and, like, the music didn't help me at all. Like, it was, like, gibberish to me, basically.
That's better than reading music.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised I made it so long in, like any musical formation without knowing how to read music, like, past, like, basic percussion stuff.
Shouldn't be disheartened, man. It's fucking... Music. It's the ears.
Hey, do you know anything about wrestling? Do you like wrestling at all? No.
I wish.
I'm like super, super big into wrestling, right? So I watch like a lot of the like pay-per-views and stuff, and I'm like super interested by like wrestling stories. I just finished watching both seasons of this show called Dark Side of the Ring, which is like a
oh shit!
It's like a documentary series where they take all these stories that were like taboo to talk about, or like these like tall tales in wrestling, like people being people who were like murdered, like who were wrestlers outside of the ring and. People who died in the ring, or like all this like crazy stuff. Like Chris Benoit is like one of the big ones they talk about. This guy who like basically went insane between the grief of like his friend dying of a heart attack, and like he was doing like crazy amounts of like steroids and drugs and all this stuff, right? And he also had all these like crazy head injuries, and then he ends up killing his wife and kid, and then killing himself. So. There's, like, this giant, this big old story of, like, all of that. And, like, the mystery behind it. And, like, every episode kind of, like, goes across that type of, story arc of, like, different wrestling stories.
Do you think that's too dark to make, like, a documentary now version of?
A what?
Too dark.
Documentary now.
Documentary now.
I don't know. I feel like documentary now has done, has done dark stuff. I mean, like their very first episode isn't Isn't the first episode of that show like about a murder? Or like those two women, aren't they like murderers or whatever that they play?
Oh shit, yeah. The sandy passages.
Yeah. That show's super funny. I love Fred Armisen and Bill Hader. Like they're both like super funny guys. Have you ever seen his show Barry?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Dude, that show's super dope.
Oh yeah. I'm waiting for the next season.
I always think that I think more than anyone else, like it's super interesting for me to see people who are like predominantly like comedy actors go into like serious roles because I think they have like a good amount of depth to be able to pull off those ro roles really well.
Yeah,
As about Go ahead.
it was like serious actors and shit are like, I don't know, I guess like timing, you know, like serious actors and shit have like timing for that, but like comedic, like fucking comedians and shit have like crazy timing, and that can just roll right over into like serious stuff.
I think also a big part of like drama that they don't really talk about a lot is like it's good to have like a mix of comedy with drama because then like w when you're performing drama like it's hard to like have like a constant stream of like all this like shit happening all the time, but if you mix in like moments of like lightness and like comedy and things like that, it breaks it up in a way that you're like kind of going through like it's like a roller coaster. Like a roller coaster feels way better when you're going like up and down and up and down, as opposed to like going up, just staying up for the entire ride and then just going down right at the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy how our human emotions work, how we perceive these visions of light and connect emotion to them.
Visions of light. Fuck.
Everything is just visions of light, just light bouncing off our meaty little bodies.
Oh my God. Everything we feel is chemicals.
And light.
Electronic, not electronic, but electric currents.
And light bouncing off of meat. That's all it is. It's all light bouncing off of meat. And what are you going to do about it?
Oh,
Oh,
think
man.
about it, all that memes are. All the
Memes?
memes are is light bouncing off of the is light bouncing off of the computer screen.
Light bouncing off of digital meat. Hey, have you ever heard of the guy Phoenix Jones?
Yes.
You have heard of Phoenix Jones? Wait, isn't remind me where you are. Are you at Atlanta or Chicago?
Right now I'm in Charleston,
Oh.
South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Where were you? Were you in Chicago?
No, in Atlanta.
Damn, I always get the two confused. But Phoenix Jones is in Chicago, right? I think so.
No, Seattle, Seattle.
Okay, I just
Phoenix Jones is in Seattle. That whole like
Seattle,
his
Washington.
Justice League.
Ah, shit, dude. I can't get any of the cities straight. All major cities just blend into one for me. Yeah, it's like a crazy story. I saw somebody made like a I was watching like a I get really into when people do like the video essays, right? And I watched
Right.
a guy did a video essay on Phoenix Jones talking about how like he was trying to like be this hero, but then like he was doing apparently he was like doing like weird scummy shit behind the scenes too.
Yeah. He was fucking like selling, like he was selling like ecstasy and like cocaine.
Yeah, and people think that the reason he was doing all the stuff that he was doing was to get his competitors off of the street so he could so he could sell drugs.
Cause he would, yeah, cause he would just like berate people outside of like bars,
Yeah, exactly.
cleaning up the streets.
Dude, imagine walking out of a bar like slightly drunk and you just see this guy, Phoenix
What
Jones, standing out there
the
and you're like, what is this? And he's like, citizen, you need to not you need to not be drunk right now. Citizen, I'm
What
very
the what? What are you talking about, man? What the fuck are you talking about? What is this? What is this?
You're
You got
under
GoPro strapped to your head?
arrest for public intoxication. Give me your hands. Give me that leg.
Give me your hands. Give me that leg. I'm putting the hands to the leg.
He just starts grabbing at your pants.
What the hell? What the hell? You're taking my ecstasy and my coke, bro. What
I'm
the hell are
just
you gonna do with that?
Oh, whatever. I'm just checking to see. I'm just making sure you don't got anything. He starts grabbing your dick. I gotta make sure. No, I mean, I'm not a police officer.
This is a citizen's arrest. This is a citizen's frisk.
You look close at his mask and you realize like the mouth is just like a zipper that's opened up. You realize he's just wearing like a gimp costume that he like sewed some yellow shit onto.
Dude, that's what it kind of looked like.
That's what all superheroes are, pretty much, right? Phoenix Jones is the Omega Gimp.
The Gimp.
The Omega Sub.
The Gimp needs to be a superhero, for sure. A sidekick, a sidekick.
What's like a good name for like a gimp superhero? What would his powers be like? Making he would take the brunt of
Submission.
submission. He would make it so the villains don't beat up other people, that they just beat up him.
Hell yeah, hey, that's fucking honorable.
He comes and he's like, if you're gonna beat anybody up, why don't you come beat up me? Hey, I think
It's the Gimp.
it's the Gimp. Let's go beat the shit out of him. Oh my God, it's the Gimp. Let's go fuck him up. He'll just sit there and take it. There's a dude in that show.
At least they're not hurting the citizen.
And I get sexual pleasure out of it. Oh. Oh man. What would his sidekick be? Could he
No,
even
the Gimp
could
is the
he,
sidekick.
yeah,
The Gimp is the sidekick
society.
to
Just society. Again,
the Dom.
the
The Dom
Super
and the Gimp.
Dom.
Dude.
Batman is Super Dom. The Crimson Dom. What was Dom Man? Oh, I love that.
Dom man.
What would Okay, so we have the
Dominatrix already sounds like a fucking superhero, though.
The Dominatrix and Omega Gimp. Or Beta Gimp, right? Beta Gimp. What would their villain be?
Oh shit. The villain would be like,
A really
oh.
short man with like an unslapped ass. A man with
Who is who?
It's just a
What
short.
is what? opposite of like give Dom like relationship.
Just oh, just someone who's just like really white bread.
The
I was more thinking like a nuclear family, like father, who's like
asexual.
he's got like one of those horseshoe haircuts, and he's not very sexually adventurous. He just likes watching his shows at the end of the day of long day of work and having a single beer. And sometimes he just talks about cars to people.
Got like a tube TV in the garage.
Oh, but his supervillain costume is like a fully black like version of those like those pajamas that have like the flap in the butt. Like the footy pajamas. So every time they fight him, his weakness is when they cut the buttons off and his ass comes out and they're like, "Ah, oh, yes.
Yes.
We found your weak we found your weakness, straight white male." And they just start like slapping the shit out of his ass. Just slapping it raw.
His the only way he can be healed is with Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. He just puts it on his headphones and he's invincible. The kid burglar in
West
paradise.
Alabama, get a
Kid burglar
margarita,
in
man.
that ain't nice. He rips it off his footy pajamas and he just has like a Hawaiian shirt underneath. Oh no. He's got the Jimmy Buffett on his Walkman.
What would his name be?
Straight white male, I don't know. SWM. Soom. Oh no, it's Soom. Swoom. Oh no, it's Swoom.
Wasp. The wasp, dude.
The Wasp?
Well, no, the wasp already exists. The wasp already exists.
Why would it be the Wasp?
White Anglo-Saxon
White
Protestant.
straight male. The Wasm. The
The white Anglo-Saxon Protestant wasp.
I like that. We could just call him like. Never mind. I was gonna say, just call him Whitey or something. Yeah, who
Whitey.
cares? Whitey Bulger, who
I'm
cares?
Whitey.
It's me, white man. The villain to society. A white guy. Ain't that the truth, brother?
Ain't that the truth, brother?
You know why I'm very PC? These white men need to cool it.
I'll tell you what, us white men have it hardest in society.
Ain't that the truth? We're always being put down. When is the white man gonna get a break? I'm sick of this society putting us down. When is the white, straight male gonna get a break? How do
When's a
they.
white guy gonna win an award, you know?
I don't see any white men winning awards out there. I simply just have a lot of pride. You could call it white pride. Oh no. Somebody report
Is there
this guy.
like, here's the thing,
Yeah.
is like independent, like cultural cultural pride from like a from like a like predominantly like white country. Is that a form of like racist white pride? Say, for instance, people who are like Irish pride. Now, there's a lot of fucking overlap with people who are like Irish pride and white pride. But what if someone's just like earnestly like, no, yeah, I love Sweden, my family's from Sweden. You know what? Swedish pride.
No, because you know what the difference between it is you're not when you're celebrating like Irish your Irish heritage, you're not saying this is my white pride. You know what I mean? You're like you're saying it specifically as if you're saying it specifically as like this is my Irish heritage. So you're signifying that it's like because you have Irish descent. And I think that's because like white people in general like they have a lot of dis like far back descent of like Ireland, Sweden, Britain, like all these different places, right? Where I think the reason that like there can't necessarily be white pride without it being like a bad thing where like black pride is a thing is because only like a few hundred years back black people were brought to America. In like to these different places is like slaves, so their culture was kind of take like the places that they came back from, like similar to how like our ancestors came from Ireland, like they don't have that sort of connection, so they rebuilt their culture based on the information that they had, right?
Right. But
That
like
that's
Irish people all just like became, I don't know, Irish people were cool and then they got over to the US and then they were like, all right, let's all just like start cop brotherhoods.
Yeah. Yeah, so that, I mean, I guess that's why we can't have like white culture necessarily, but we could have like culture associated with like our Irish descent, where like on the other end of things, there is black culture because of just the nature of how like their ancestry was brought to like different countries.
Word, yeah.
Word.
Word to your mother.
Word to my mother.
In the words of Marky Mark's famous rap song, word to your mother.
In the words of Marky Mark's victim, please stop hitting my eye.
What the hell are you talking about? It's just me and my buddy. It's just me and my buddies. Going
Wow.
out, beating the shit out of an Asian guy. What?
What? Now I can't be a cop because I beat somebody blind?
What?
I thought it was a truck, but actually it was a transformer. I'm the famous star of the movie The
Guy.
Departed. What, just 'cause you beat
Guy.
Guy, just because you beat somebody blind when you're 20, now you're canceled? This cancel culture is getting out of hand. Got a new restaurant called Waldo's.
You know who's fucking cooler than Marky Mark?
Who's cooler than Marky Mark?
His fucking brother who makes burgers. That
All
guy's fucking way cooler than Marky Mark.
Yeah,
Cause those
Wahlburgers.
burgers slap. Yeah.
You've been to the restaurant, right?
Yeah, those burgers fucking hit, dude.
It's funny going to the restaurant and on the ceiling they have like this decor that like just has a list of every movie that the Wahlbergs
Yeah, oh my, Jesus
been in. So
Christ.
if you look up and you're
It's
like,
like fucking
oh.
Applebee's, but it's like a shrine to like to
Yeah.
the
You're like, oh, he was in Transformers 4 and The Departed and he one of the brothers was in Saw 3D. Look at that. I was like, what the fuck?
And here's the thing, where the fuck would these guys be if they weren't jacked and had inherently angry eyebrows.
Their eyebrows are
You
very
know?
angry. I don't know. I feel like I feel like it's just Mark who has the angry eyebrows. Like his brother who makes the burgers like inherently looks like a sub. Oh, dude, they could be Dominatrix Man and Omega Gimp or Beta Gimp. It'd be a brother team up.
Have you ever played Uncharted?
Yeah, I've played Uncharted 3, I think.
Want to get depressed? So Marky Mark is going to play Sully in the Uncharted movie.
I saw that. I don't understand that. That's like
I don't understand
he's like way too young for that shit.
that
He's like incredibly way too. Well, also Tom Holland's playing Nathan Drake. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
Is
what's going on?
it supposed to be like young Nathan Drake? Is that like the point of it? Because both
Hey,
of
Nate, Nate, hey, get over here, Nate.
Oh my God, you web
Light my
shooters.
cigar for you, will you? Nate, 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 I'm sweating like a hooker in church, Nate. Nate, 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 I can't do this anymore. I'm too old for this, Nate.
Nate, I thought it was a truck, but it was a transformer.
Nate, Nate, so it turns out these pirate ruins, they're all related to the Transformers.
They're from the it's from Transformers The Last Knight.
Sully, Sully, I'm just kind of Marty McFly, but
He'd be a good Marty.
I really don't want you to know that I'm British.
Bro, if they made a new fucking Back to the Future, 100% Tom Holland would be Marty McFly.
Yeah,
No, either
hell
him or
yeah,
Timothée Chalamet. It would be one of them, but I think it would be Tom Holland.
Chalamet is way too Timothée Chalamet is too emo, dude.
Yeah,
He's
that's
too he's too
as
he's
soon as I
too
said it,
like
that's what I thought. He's too.
No, yeah, Tom Holland's got that got that got that got that spunk. He's got that Skippy energy.
Skippy energy. What the fuck? Skippy energy, I like that.
You know, fucking yes. Pray to God he doesn't get Parkinson's.
Oh, that would fucking suck. I pray nobody gets Parkinson's, but it's gotta be somebody.
It's gotta be somebody.
It's gotta be someone. Somebody's gotta get it. And it's not gonna be me. Did you know?
Bum bum bum. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Did you know there's this thing in either Chinese or Japanese culture? They have a word for it, where anytime you walk into a bookstore, you have like an innate feeling that you have to shit.
Hell yes.
You knew about that?
Respect. I understand that. It's like a calm, like a calm area, you know? So you're like, I'm very calmed right now. I gotta poop.
I'm surrounded by books. This makes me have to shit out my butt. It's called the Mariko Aoki phenomenon. Oh, it is a Japanese expression referring to an urge to defecate that is suddenly felt after entering bookstores. The phenomenon's name derives from the name of the woman who mentioned the phenomenon in a magazine article in 1985. Why do I have to poop in bookstores?
So, like, up until 1995, people were just like, that was just like,
Everyone was too afraid to talk about it. But
everyone,
this bitch in Japan was like, "Nah, I'm
we
ready
gotta
to
talk about
talk.
this.
Everybody's gonna know about this. I have to shit in bookstores."
And everyone stands up too, like, you know what? I have to shit in bookstores too.
And I'll call it the Steve Aoki phenomenon. Oh my God. It could be caused by the smell of paper or ink having a laxative effect, the association with reading on the toilet at home, and the posture of browsing making a bowel movement easier.
Yeah, just, fucking being relaxed.
I think the American name for this is way funnier than the Japanese. In America, we call it the book bowels.
The book bowels.
A doctor explains. Why bookstores make you poop? Wait, you were kind of right. It's the nervous.
Why bookstores all smell like shit?
It's the nervousness you feel that corresponds to the butterfly feeling in your gut. I just love all these people, like, just on Reddit and, like, in these doctor magazines being like, please God, why do I shit in bookstores? Why do I have to shit in a bookstore? And then Miss Steve Aoki over here in 1985 is like, well, let me tell you about it. Let me let these motherfuckers know. Somebody needs to say it. Somebody needs to come clean.
Somebody needs to come clean and pinch it off. All right.
Yeah, the kids are leaving the swimming pool. We need to. Got a turtle head popping out. They'll be calling me Rosebud by the end of the day. You got any pooping analogies you can throw in here?
Pooping analogies, pooping analogies. I got like things you call poop, like when you're pooping. So I poop a lot.
I would say I poop almost every
So
day.
there's so there's giving birth to a marine.
Birth to a marine. All right. All right.
That there's the taking the Browns to the Super Bowl. Damn, what else? Oh, that's all I got.
Bacon a loaf.
Bacon alone.
I just looked up a list. Listen to this one. Blow mud.
Blow, that's violent.
Build a dookie castle. Cook a butt burrito.
Butt burrito.
Oh my God, this list is so long. Do the do. Yeah, drop the kids off at the pool. I saw that one. Dump a stump. Fill the peanut butter jar. Grow a tail. What the fuck? Launch a butt shuttle.
Launch a butt shuttle.
I like this analogy for when you come is throwing ropes.
Yeah, but shooting a rope, busting a rope.
This man is just out here throwing ropes, laying pipe and throwing ropes. You ever watch Ratatouille and realize that that big fat chef in the movie is just laying pipe all over fucking Paris, just fucking every woman he sees.
I had 4-star Michelin restaurant. Oh shit, that was fucking Italian. How do French people sound?
How do people from Paris
I
sound
have
French?
a four star.
Ah, oui.
I have a 4-star restaurant.
I lay pipe
I
all
have a
over
bunch
the.
of. People, they love my cooking. They also love my cooking in bed.
They also love my cock. These people, they love my ratatouille. They love it when I throw ropes. These people love when I throw ropes all over the neck, face, and lower back. What a cool chef. I like knowing that the guy who made my My risotto is also just out in the streets, fucking road ham, every chance that he gets. This man just slapping the beef in the kitchen. He's also slapping it in the streets.
On the streets of Paris. So here's what I do. I have a rat. I have a rat crawl up my ass. I have a rat crawl up my ass, and then he takes control of me.
That's the prequel. Have you, dude? Have you seen that TikTok where the girl like wakes up in the middle of the night and her friend's choking her, and she's like, "Why are you doing this?" And she's like, "There's tears rolling down her face," and she's like, "It's not me." And then it zooms up and you see Ratatouille just pulling on her hair. Dude, just imagine Ratatouille, like people just walking around with Ratatouille in their hair, just all the. Like, don't worry, I'll show you how to fuck.
We're gonna get controlled by rats.
Imagine you just had the best sex of your life and you found out the person you were fucking had a rat in their hair controlling them. Would you be upset or would you be like, oh my God? That's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, because you would be upset.
Yeah,
You would be
why?
upset
Yeah, well, I would definitely have mixed
because
feelings about it, I think.
that was not disclosed. That was not disclosed.
You know, I wish you just told me beforehand. I might have been into
You would be satisfied, but you'd be upset.
I still threw some ropes, but I'm a little mad. Oh my God, you told me a rope, you told me a rat made this? Jesus Christ. Imagine the legal battle. He did not disclose to me that there was a rat in his hair. I thought he was just wearing that chef's hat to turn me on. I thought he was just really embarrassed about his bald spot. I thought that's why he wore that oversized chef's hat the entire time we made love.
He was just really proud of being a chef. Some people wear their socks during, some people like to wear their shirt during. This guy wears a chef hat during.
You know, I've heard scientifically wearing your socks during sex does make it better. Said the
Your feet
scientist
don't get cold.
who likes wearing socks during sex. These scientists out here, they're like, "Oh yeah, totally. Actually, science shows that people who are scientists bone really good. You know, it's just science." People in the science field have tons of great sex, and lots of girls want to have sex with them is what we figured out today.
Peer reviewed with other scientists.
Yeah, no, don't worry, it's verified by tons of scientists. All of them are like high-fiving each other behind their backs. They're like, yeah, fuck yeah. Scientists just did a study that shows that all scientists have giant fucking dongs that swing around like pendulums. Don't worry, it's in Doctors Monthly and Playgirl. Is Playboy still a company? I know they stopped making magazines, but are they still around?
Yeah, they have a fucking whole like estate that they can just sell.
Well, Hugh Hefner's dead.
Oh
Do
shit.
they just have these women just kind of hanging out there?
Yeah, like what now? Hugh Hefner's dead. What now? Like I thought the whole thing was so that he can just like oogle at like ladies until he dies, and that's what he did. So now what?
Bro, he was like he was like the American equivalent of the chef from Ratatouille. He was just belly slapping until he died.
Yeah, the chef from Ratatouille at least had like some sort of like other passion. Hugh Hefner's passion
Just
was peeping.
was fucking. He died doing what he loved, throwing ropes right into a magazine. What a
You know,
cool guy. He had
people are
children.
like, you know, he did.
I wonder how that worked out.
People are like, hey, Playboys are a very respectable magazine. All right, they have like articles in there and stuff, and you know, guys are definitely getting Playboy magazine to read the articles.
They still do articles in Playboy magazine. Or I mean not in the magazine anymore, obviously, but like I guess their website. Because I saw I was looking at the Adam Ruins Everything guy. Adam
Yeah.
Clo Colover or whatever his name is. So he made an Instagram post a little bit back, I guess, where he was saying that he did an article in Playboy about how pleasure is shitty, I guess.
How pleasure is shitty.
Yeah, I
That's very fucking.
they
That's very
ask.
fucking.
It's very. He's a very cynical
Sorry, go.
guy, it seems like. But I also found out.
No, that's very like. Sorry, go.
Well, I was just gonna say, I didn't know this. He's dating the girl who made the TV show Tuca and Birdie, which I thought that was cool. I like it when things
What the
connect
hell
all
is
weird.
that?
Oh, it's a
What
cartoon
is
on.
Toucan and Birdie?
It was a cartoon that was on Netflix, and then it was a pretty good cartoon. It starred Tiffany Haddish and Ali Wong, and it was like, I mean, it was a pretty lighthearted cartoon about like just these two girls who are like birds. They live with each other and like get into shit. I guess it was like Adventure or not Adventure Time, regular show like, I guess, in its tone. Yeah, so it got canceled after the first season. Now it's gonna be on Adult Swim at some point, I guess,
Hell yeah.
which is pretty cool.
Man, kids have dry ass senses of humor. You watch some of like the cartoons that like they're into, shit like Regular Show and like fucking what else? Damn.
Regular?
The Mystery Universe.
Oh, Steven Universe?
The like Steven Universe.
Kids like stories, man.
These like this but like the sense of the humor is so goddamn dry for kids, man. I mean, it's the
Yeah.
shit, but like, what the hell are these kids gonna be laughing at when they're older?
Fair enough.
Is
I mean,
it just gonna like overlap into like the only thing they can find funny anymore is like I don't know.
Yeah. I
I
mean,
don't know.
I think kids are like really into narratives more than like senseless humor. I mean, look at like Teen Titans Go, right? Like that show's just like absolute random nonsense, and it's like, haha, like kids like randomness, right? But then they also have shows like Steven Universe, Adventure Time, Regular Show, whatever, where like there's like less comedy in it, but there's more narrative stuff going on, and those shows are like super, super popular. To the point where like they're making like much more serious shows now on like Cartoon Network and stuff. Like I just watched this one show that just ended called Infinity Train, which like super super serious, like deals with like, identity and death and like all this like crazy shit.
Hell yeah.
And I
Like,
was
kids
like,
aren't stupid, man.
I know, I was watching the show and I'm like, holy fuck, this is on Cartoon Network. Like it's like a really intense show. Like in the third season ends with a guy literally fucking disintegrating, and it's like really like brutal. Like you see his skin melt off of his skeleton, and his skeleton's just left there. And it's like, holy
God
fuck.
damn.
Yeah, it was fucking like crazy looking. Yeah, that show's really dope though.
You remember being treated like you were stupid when you were a kid?
Yeah. And to be fair, I mean, kids are, they're not stupid.
Kids are stupid, right? But they aren't. They are, they aren't.
I wouldn't say they're stupid. I would say they're like unknowledgeable. Like they have information, like they understand like basic info. That's like saying like, oh, you don't know how to do algebra, you're stupid. But you're not stupid after you learn algebra. Like, as a kid, like, you're not stupid because you don't like know a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? Like you still have basic understandings of like how things are, like you're not as like you're not like incredibly naive, even though you can be like a little naive. I don't know. I feel like stupid probably wouldn't be the right signifier for a child.
Nah, man, fuck them kids.
Yeah, you know what? Fucking kids, they're stupid, you fucking just stupid fucking idiots.
Kids nowadays got it easy, all right?
Yeah, they don't have to pay taxes or anything. Back in my day, I used to have to work at
Back
the
in my
coal. I
day,
used to work at the coal mines.
back in the early 2000s, we had to go to the bottom of the cereal box for the spoon, for the lightsaber spoon.
Those sons of bitches, they put it in the fucking top of it now. These fucking assholes.
Now it's a QR code for a free app on the box. What the hell?
They used to put GameCube discs in my cereal, and I used to eat it sometimes, and I'd be confused.
Fuck. Fuck. They did use, like, to literally put video games in the fucking cereal boxes.
Well, they used to put like GameCube sized discs with shit. But with those discs, you were supposed to put them in your computer. And I would get so fucking confused because I'm like, okay, this is the size of a GameCube disc. I have to put this in my GameCube. But then it was like, you just had to put it in your computer, which, like, mind boggled me.
We had a I had a straight up,
Yeah.
they made an entire Captain Crunch PC game, side scrolling PC game
What?
on a disc. Yep, I have that shit. And part of there's a level where you skateboard and like destroy Honeycomb to
Oh.
like some shredding music,
That's
some
awesome.
shredding like 8-bit music, and it's the shit.
Bro, all those old like cereal boxes used to have like video games that went alongside them. Like the I remember the Honeycomb. I used to love Honeycombs. And those used to they used to advertise this game you could get where it was like you build your own monster and then like have them like fight each other. That game was super fun. And then I'd like try go and go back and like play these games and I'm like, oh, these games fucking suck really bad and like they're really confusing now. Oh, I used to also be obsessed with they had like a like an MMO Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends game at one point where you can make your own imaginary friend and like walk around the entire house and you'd have to like do missions and shit, but like the game was like so fucking confusing that like I could never get anything. Like I just keep making a new guy and just playing it for a little bit and being like, I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing right now. That game was fun
That
though.
was damn
Same thing.
MMO
Yeah. Like I mean
like
it was
Toontown, dude.
Toontown or Fusion Fall.
You remember fucking Toontown, dude? Fusion Fall.
Yeah, I played
Fusion Fall is
I
what it
yeah,
was.
both of them. I played
Fusion
both of them.
Fall.
I played Toontown and Fusion Fall. Both of those like I feel like as a kid, those games were not made for kids because they were just so fucking confusing. Like I never knew what I was supposed to do in any of those games. But like for some reason Club Penguin and stuff made sense to me. Like I don't know how those games didn't make sense to me, but like Club Penguin and like Adventure Quest and like all those games made sense.
Club Penguin, Club Penguin.
Yeah. Club Penguin is
Club Penguin was
incredibly
fun.
straightforward, though. Also, they had that like weird mystery thing you could do. I like that a lot. And then they ended up making that into like a DS game. A Club Penguin DS mystery
Fuck,
game.
they had Club Penguin on DS.
Yeah. Do you remember there was one point where you like The Sims, right? They made a bunch of games that were like called My Sims, which was like they
No.
made like a weird chibi version of Sims where they kind of looked like Mii's a little bit. And they were like specific like console Sims games that you could play with like it was less straightforward Sims and more like you have like objectives and stuff and like shit you could do. So I think one of them was like My Sims like medieval or whatever, like My Sims castle, and you'd like play as like different people in like a medieval society or whatever, and like you just have like different objectives. But they had a My Sims Agents, which was like a Sims mystery game, and I was so fucking into that game because it had this like weird narrative happening the entire time, and like every mystery you went through, you had the chance to like unlock characters that you could play as, which were just like characters from the mysteries. And like I don't know why, but
Tight.
I was just like obsessed with this game. I don't know what it was about it. It just unlocked my little child brain. All my neurons were firing off.
Dude, I still have fucking child brain. All I want to fucking do is play video games and eat salt and vinegar chips.
Me too, except for the salt and vinegar chip, because that makes me really upset. Hate salt and vinegar chips.
Oh my gosh, dude. If they sold that shit as an air freshener, I would buy it.
Bro, just drink acid.
Oh my god.
Like, what the fuck? Vinegar sucks dick.
Nah. Ready?
Dude,
Here's what I would do, man.
vinegar
It was salt and
smells
vinegar
so
chips
fucking
and Mountain
good.
Dew voltage,
Oh
dude.
my god, vinegar.
Mountain Dew voltage and salt and vinegar chips at the same time,
Dude,
dude.
vinegar tastes so fucking bad. It smells so bad. It tastes bad. My friend James.
You ever go into like a pub and people will pour that shit on French fries? It'll make the whole goddamn room smell like vinegar.
If anybody does that in the restaurant I'm in, they can go fuck themselves. I'll lose my fucking shit. I will lose my cool. That'll be it. It'll be game over for you. You're gonna ruin my dinner so you can have vinegar on your fucking French fries, you cocksucker. Get out of this restaurant. Do that in your do that in the safety of your own home. I don't want to see
There are
it.
kids here, man.
Hey. I don't like what you're doing, and I accept it, but I don't want to see it in public. You vinegar-eating
Listen.
piece
Listen.
of shit. What?
I'm a Navy SEAL, all right? And I don't believe in what you're doing, but I will defend your right to do
Stolen valor.
it.
I don't have to believe in what I fight for. I just have to fight for it. All right, my man. We're sort of coming towards the end, so I think we're gonna maneuver over to maneuver over to the Hall of Honors. Boo, 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 boo. The Hall of Honors. The FaultyCast Hall of Honors. TM. Do you got one you thought of yet, or do you want me to go first?
What? Go first, go first.
Okay, all right. I got one in mind. So look back for me. Think back when you were a kid. You go into the grocery store, and over on the side, like back then, trading cards were really popular back then, real crazy. And you look at a couple of them, you're like, okay, Pokemon cards, I got a bunch of those, like, super cool, but blah, 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 blah. And then they got some, like, weirder stuff. You're like, oh, what is all this? They got Garbage Pail Kids, they got, like, whatever. But you see a new one. and you're like, what is this? This looks kind of fun. And then you realize it's this cool new thing called Wacky Packages, which is a trading card game. Or it's not even a game, it's just like these cards you can get that are like have they're like sticker cards where the little stickers are just like parodies of different brands. Like goofy little parodies of brands. So like I'm looking up a couple of them. Instead of Captain Crunch, we got Captain Munch's Crunch Boogies, which is like Captain Crunch eating boogers. I'm not seeing this right now, but I remember seeing one that was instead of Snickers, it was Sneakers. It was just like a Snickers bar, but the end of it was open and just like a shoe was coming out of it, which was really fucking stupid. We got instead of Ritz crackers, we got rats. And it's just like some crackers with some mice in it. Yeah, so I think you kind of get the idea. I like this one. Instead of Jif peanut butter, it's called Jip. And it's and below it says just a bunch of empty peanut shells. And the whole jar is just filled with empty peanut shells. Yeah, so I'd like to nominate this week Wacky Packages.
All right, then I'll do you one. I'll do you one to that. Wonder Balls, man. You remember that shit?
Wonder Ball? Oh shit.
Wonder Balls, man.
Why don't you go ahead and
Yes.
explain for people who don't know?
Wonder Ball. Right at the checkout line were those damn like square cube cardboard little boxes, and inside was a circular spherical chocolate hollow chocolate ball, which inside held delightful like sugary treats in the shape of your favorite cartoon show from
Yeah.
back in the day,
Toy
you know?
Story, Pokemon.
Yeah,
I
they
remember the
were
Toy
like a
Story
little.
ones. Oh, and Bug's Life. Bug's Life is a big one, I remember.
And like the chocolate ball itself was good, but it was the sweet, delicious, sugary treats inside that were really fucking good.
Yeah, they were like sweet tarts almost.
Yeah.
They were like harder sweet tarts. All right, we got our two nominations. We got Wacky Packages and Wonder Ball. Oh man, dude, do they still make one? Didn't they stop making Wonder Ball?
They stopped, and
It's one.
now they're basically like fucking NFTs on eBay.
Don't they make like they make new versions of Wonder Ball now, don't they? It's like the Kinder eggs and stuff.
Maybe. You're Googling.
Oh, wait. I'm looking at wonderballcandy.com. It looks like they still sell Wonder Ball. They got a Mario one and a Mickey Mouse one and Shopkins. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Why don't I see it in stores? What are stores doing?
they got the ones with toys in them, which I thought that was the reason they stopped doing them for a little while, but I guess not. Yeah, because kids used to just fucking choke on these things, didn't they? They look put little toys in them and okay, wait. But at the bottom it says
Well,
retailers.
that's because.
It says Toys R Us, which isn't open anymore, so I don't know what the validity of this website is. They also have them on Amazon.
Well, kids are stupid, all right? Kids are stupid, choking on damn Wonder Ball candy.
Bro, I could get like a whole package of them. Oh wait, currently unavailable. Never mind. Oh my god. Yeah, I mean, well, back then people really just choked on this shit, huh? They're like, let me just put this whole thing in my mouth. Let me put the whole thing in my mouth. Let me get the whole god fucking thing in my mouth.
What was the packaging called?
A box? What do you mean?
No. Of the
The thing I said. Wacky packages. Is that what you're talking about?
Wacky packages.
I remember. So I got this like small supermarket that's up the street from where I grew up, and like now that I recently moved to a place that's actually near, like even closer to that grocery store, but I used to walk there with my friends, and we'd look at all the like at the like checkout counter that like behind, like on the opposite side of the checkout counter, there was like they'd have all this like knickknack shit for like kids to kind of like look at and like grab. They don't do it anymore, but back when like trading cards and shit were like really popular in like 2005, they used to sell a bunch of them, and they'd have all kinds
Hell
of like
yes.
wacky packages and Garbage Pail Kids, and I remember being like super into them. Like my friends were way more into them than I was, but I remember being like, "Oh yeah, these are cool." But like then some of them were like kind of freaked me out a little bit, because they were like some of them were like really gross or like gory and stuff, and I'd be like, "Oh, this is kind of freaky." Like I'd get a pack and then I'd open it and be like, "Oh, these are freaking me out." And then I'd just be like, "I don't want these anymore." But now I think they're really cool. And actually, they just start. You know how like they have those mini brands things.
What do you mean?
Like you know those like little collectible things. Like they come in these like balls that you open up, and like inside there's a bunch of like mini versions of like toys and like mustard and like different groceries and shit. They're called mini brands. They're like a
support.
They're like
mini brands.
Mystery. Like collectible open up things. Me and Emerson get a bunch of them for some reason.
Oh shit.
They have
I'm
cool
seeing them.
They have cool new ones that are like toys. I like those ones a lot. Yeah, so they have mini brands of wacky brands now. Or wacky packages. So they're like tiny physical
Man, you have cool shit in your grocery stores. I've never seen the wacky packages or mini brands before.
Okay, so mini brands is at, like, Target. Now. Like, this is a current thing that they do. Wacky packages, they don't sell at my grocery store anymore. They used to, like, back in, like, the early 2000s. Because, like, I think they just, like, were like, oh, like, Pokemon cards and, like, all that shit was, like, popular back then. Like, super, super popular. So they're like, okay, like, a bunch of kids come through here. Let's just, like, order, like, a couple of them to sell to kids. Which, like, they don't do anymore. Like, it was so popular back then. I remember they used to sell Pokemon cards behind the counter at CVS. Like, with, like, nicotine gum and shit. Like, I remember they had the original starter packs. Like, whatever the trainer pack with, like, Brock on it. Like, I remember that being behind the counter at CVS. Growing up, and I was like, oh shit.
It's old shit, it's fucking Brock.
And now it's just condoms and nicotine gum and like laxatives and crap, which makes me sad. Like, it would
for the kids, for the kids.
It would bring me a lot. Yeah, for the kids. Do it for the kids, man. Now it just makes me sad looking back there and just being like, oh, I wish there was Pokemon cards at CVS. That'd be so fucking dope. I want to get.
Kids are too smart for that shit now. They're just like. Staring at their phones and like their tablets, they don't give a shit about the shitty world around them.
Yeah, I wish I was one of those guys who was like, you know, I feel like it's getting really popular now, especially like these people who like are like super now into like collecting Pokemon cards and shit. Like, I wish I could be one of those guys, but I'm just like, I don't have the money or the passion for it at this point in my life to start collecting Pokemon cards again.
Those are fucking NFTs. That's real investing.
Those are the OG NFT.
But like, no, like the auctions and shit that people are doing.
I know,
now
it's crazy. Like, what for the original cards too, in packages, they're like fucking so expensive. Like, to the point where like, no matter what cards you get, you're not gonna make your money back probably. And like, how do they like they must know what cards are in it because like I've watched a couple of these guys and like they can tell whether or not a package has like a special like a foil card in it because you can like actually weigh the packs and there'll be a specific weight depending on what type of cards there are inside of it, which is interesting to me.
Oh my God.
Because the ones with like the foil and shit inside of it
Literally.
are gonna be like a couple like grams heavier than like a regular, you know what I mean?
You go to a head shop, you go to a head shop to get one of like the gram calculators,
Yeah.
and the get guy behind the counter's thinking, oh, this guy's gonna start selling.
Well, it's just like what I'm thinking is like
Nope.
you could be so easily fucked over. It's like, how do you not just get like fucked over all the time? Ugh. All right. Back to the Hall of Honors. I don't know. These are both like things that have like very specific memories for me. And I think it is very funny that Wonder Ball was just taken out of circulation due to kids just choking on it. And I kind of, I almost want to give it to Wonder Ball because I just think that's really funny. Although, I also lean towards wacky packages because of the longevity of it to the point where it's like it's still ongoing. Like wacky packages never
Want
really
to find
ended.
some wacky packages, dude. Where can I find it?
I don't know if you can find the. You might have to get them online, but I know you can find the. I think now the mini brand versions of them are way more popular than the actual cards, like store wise.
Hell yeah.
So like I know I saw the mini brands ones in like a Five Below, which is like a big dollar store. They have them at like Family Dollar and shit too. Like a lot of this crap like ends up at like dollar store. Like you can, I think you can even go on like their websites and stuff and like, because the Wonder Ball said like the websites that they were at. All this like
Hell yeah.
collectible shit, like fucking mini brands and cards and fucking Squishmallows are really popular right now. Like they're all about like releasing different. Like quantities of stuff at different places and like keeping up the hype around collections. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Vat 19, they got it. They have a YouTube channel. Dude, Wacky Packages website is so fucking old looking. There's no way this might. Is this even their website? This isn't. Yeah, this is crazy looking. Yeah. All right, how are you feeling? Which way are you leaning right now?
Well, I'm doing Wonder Ball because I have a spiritual connection with Wonder Ball.
Yeah.
Going back, I've never heard of Wacky Packages till today. I gotta give my thing to Wonder Ball.
I do have a stronger connection with Wacky Packages, but Wonder Ball is just too iconic.
Too
Too much of an icon.
iconic
So you know what? I'm gonna give it to the Wonder Ball, I think. All right, do you want to do the induction?
I don't know how.
I could do it if you want. This week, for the Faulty Cast Hall of Honors, me and my little boy Patrick would like to induct Wonder Ball, a chocolate ball with stuff inside.
Good giga.
My throat's getting dry. I gotta pee. Let's wrap it up.
Wrap it. Wrap it before you tap it.
Wrap it before you throw ropes.
Anakin. Anakin, before Episode 3, Rabbit Before You Tepid.
Wrap your snoke before you throw rope.
Wrap your snow.
right. I want to thank you for being on my podcast today again, Mr. Patrick Patio Wadio.
Man,
It's always a pleasure, man.
always a pleasure, always a pleasure.
I want to thank again, of course, Foley for the use of their song, No Use, off the album You Can Never Go Back. It's great having their music as a part of my podcast. I love it. And my boy Eddie, who is a part of that band. And of course, thank every one of you who listens to this and enjoys it. Make sure you tell your friends about the podcast. I'm hopefully going to be starting like a lot of new stuff soon, so there's going to be cool stuff coming up. I want to try and it, as much as I always say like I'm going to keep going with this, I just keep taking like weeks off because shit gets crazy, but I'll try my best to keep it going, my man. And it helps if you get this podcast around to your friends. So tell your friends about it, rate 5 stars, leave reviews, whatever, whatever, whatever. But as always, thank you for listening. That's the most important thing, is that you're listening, and I appreciate it. So thank you all, and let's bring it home, baby. Bye.
Bye.